Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WWJ All Local.
Wayne County health officials are confirming a case of West Nile virus. The mosquito-borne illness can be spread at any time of the mosquito season, but experts say it peaks in late August and early September. For around 80% of people, there are no symptoms at all. But about 1 in 5 people develop symptoms like fever, headache, and vomiting. In rare cases, it can be potentially life-threatening. Wayne County Health Department Chief Medical Officer Dr. Avani Sheff says that while serious symptoms are rare, they are something people should not ignore.
What happens is that in those serious cases, people develop a brain infection or inflammation. And that can present with pretty serious symptoms like neck stiffness and confusion and weakness that needs to be addressed.
And there is no actual treatment for the virus itself, so doctors will treat actual symptoms.
Testimony continued today in a hearing that will determine if a man from Lenawee County will be tried for murder of his 3 young sons, even though their bodies have never been found. John Skelton's sons, Tanner, Alexander, and Andrew Skelton, vanished over Thanksgiving weekend in 2010. That's when Chris Hawker was visiting her uncle for the holidays. Now, she testified today that she looked out of her window and saw 2 of the boys jumping on a wooden platform in the rain.
I had never met the boys, but my uncle was in the kitchen at the time, and I said something to him, and he came over and identified the boys.
Okay, and so is he watching this? Is he standing at the window with you at the time they were jumping off this platform?
Yes.
Okay, and who did he identify those boys as?
Andrew and Alexander.
Okay. A judge declared the boys legally dead in March of last year. They were only 9, 7, and 5 at the time of their disappearance.
Michigan Democrats are warning that President Trump's 50% tariffs on Canadian imports and the trade war with that country will likely weaken the state's economy. They also called out their Republican counterparts who are backing the tariffs. Here's Senate Majority Leader and Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Winnie Brinks.
These tariffs will have real consequences for people across Michigan. They will drive up costs at a time when families are already struggling with the cost of groceries, gas, and housing. And they will put even more pressure on Michigan's manufacturers and small businesses that depend on strong trade with Canada.
Michigan's Democratic Party Chairman Curtis Hertel joined Brinks for today's press conference. He says he has talked with too many families throughout the state who are hurting financially.
A tentative settlement between Meta and dozens of U.S. states, including Michigan, over claims that the company designed its apps to be addictive. The tech giant has agreed to pay up to $17 billion over the next 10 years and to make a list of changes. Here's details on that settlement now from ABC News' Elizabeth Schulze.
A default daily time limit of 2 hours for users under the age of 18. A ban on displaying numbers of likes or reactions to users under age 18. A ban on cosmetic procedure image filters. The option for some users under 18 to have a non-personalized feed. That is significant because that gets at algorithmic changes with these platforms.
The settlement, the result of a landmark trial in California, must be approved in court. The only states not included in the settlement are Florida, Texas, and New Mexico.
As a part of that settlement, Michigan will be getting $171 million from Meta.
Attorney General Dana Nessel has said that social media apps have spent too many years trading the mental health and safety of our kids for engagement on their platforms. And this historic settlement will help put safeguards in place moving forward. She joined dozens of other state attorney generals in the complaint back in October of 2023 and is hoping that this resolution will open the floodgates for more protection from social media companies around the planet. Nessel in the past has also criticized Meta's platforms due to the number of scams littered across Facebook and Instagram that target Michigan residents. Chris Villar, WWJ News Radio, 950.
Everyone deals with mental health during their lives, whether it's something temporary or longer lasting. The importance of mental health has become a bigger focus of both healthcare professionals and the public over the last few years. The president and CEO of Hagira Health, Carol Zuniga, says there is one group that's been impacted more than others.
We're still seeing our young and older adolescents, young adults, still struggling. I think that we're still seeing that consequence of COVID-19 and really changing their typical socialization that we would expect in that age group, and they're struggling with catching up.
She says communicating your feelings, especially during stressful situations or if you feel different, is absolutely vital to having good mental health.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not magic.
Michigan's tuition-free community college program is expanding to include younger adults.
Michiganders as young as 21 can now apply for Michigan Reconnect, which provides a tuition-free path to an associate degree or skill certificate at a local community college. The expansion was made possible through a $25 million investment in the state's new education budget. Scott Powell with the Michigan Center of Data and Analytics says those who graduate from Reconnect see a significant jump in their earnings.
We looked at Reconnectors 1 year after they graduated and looked at their earnings and found that compared to what they were making prior to the Reconnect program, that their wages increased by over $13,000 as a median. If we extend that to 2 years out after graduation, that number goes up to over $16,000.
Michigan Reconnect has already attracted more than 250,000 applicants and produced nearly 20,000 graduates since launching 5 years ago. Jeremy Jenkins, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Michigan's only venomous snake is in the spotlight once again. Here's more now from WWJ's Tim Pamplin.
A five-year-old girl is recovering after being bitten by something while visiting Indian Springs Metro Park last week. Her family say there were two puncture marks in her skin, but nobody saw what caused them. She was taken to the emergency room, but doctors could not determine what bit her. A spider is one possibility. Experts consulted about the case say a snake is not the most likely explanation due to the size of the bite marks.
They are around, yep.
That's Katie Carlisle with Metro Parks. The eastern Mississauga rattlesnake is Michigan's only venomous native snake, and the park system is currently in the middle of a five-year survey of the rattler. They're very elusive. Don't care to hang out with us humans, right, Katie?
No, they're very shy snakes. It's likely that you won't see them. They like to be off in the woods or the wetlands or the prairies, not close to humans.
The advice, if you do see one, give it plenty of space. Don't engage. They won't strike unless threatened. That five-year-old little girl, she's doing just fine. Tim Pamplin, WWJ News Radio 950.
The moon will turn red on Thursday night. An almost total lunar eclipse will be on display between 10 o'clock Thursday night into 2 o'clock Friday morning. Now, for those hoping to see the peak, that will come around midnight or shortly thereafter. Cranbrook astronomer Mike Narlock says the Institute is hosting a special lunar eclipse event for those interested in learning more from the experts.
We have what's called our Blood Moon event, which will go from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., and we'll have our telescopes trained on the moon. We'll have planetarium programs. We'll have an ice cream bar if you want to have a little sweet treat, and we'll have members of the Warren Astronomical Society on hand as well to take a look at the moon through their telescopes.
And the red color is caused by the Earth's atmosphere and shadow.
The official kickoff of the high school football season begins tonight at Adams Field with the first night of events at the Amazon Prep Kickoff Classic. Two boys' games will take place tomorrow and Friday, while two girls' flag football games will take place tonight. Now, this marks the third year that girls' flag football will be featured at the Classic, and with the recent increase in popularity in the sport, Detroit Sports Commission Executive Director Marty Dobek is glad that the event was ahead of the curve on recognizing the interest in the sport.
States across the country have either sanctioned girls' flag as a varsity sport, really started to develop pilot programs, and the footprint continues to expand. So what we're seeing in Michigan is part of the much larger movement overall.
Tonight's two girls' flag football games will take place at 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. on the campus of Wayne State University. Admission is free for this evening's contest.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.